Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Mem Hei. So yesterday we got up to the Mishnah. We went through the Tiglachas Tuma in detail, and we've never actually talked about the precise Seder of how it is that we do the Tiglachat Tahara. So now let's proceed in today's Mishnah with the dinim of the Tiglachat Tahara. Tiglachat Tahara Ketzah. So how exactly do we Seder? Because, I mean, it's a pretty complicated Seder. It talks about Biyom Elos, Yavioto, El Petach Olam Moed, Vikrivet Korbano LaHashem, and then it starts talking about these three korbanos. You have Keves Ben Shnato Tamim Echad Lola, and we have a Kavsa Achat Bat Shnata Tamima for Achatas, and an Ayel Tamim Lishlamim, and then we've got the Sal HaMatzot, where we have Sal Matzot, Solet, Chalot, Blulot, B'Shemen, Rikikei Matzot, B'Shuchim, B'Shemen, and that we know is, we talked about that, the Rev Aluk for each one of these, each one of them at 10, Umin Chatam, V'Nizkehem, V'Ikriva Kohen Lifnei Hashem, V'Asat Chatato Ve'et Olato. So the Mashmaut is, you first bring the Chatas, and then you bring the Oila, and then it says, Ve'et Ayo, Yaseh Zevach Shlamim LaHashem, Al Sal HaMatzot. So you bring these matzot together with the shlamim, which is an ayo, and V'yaseh HaKohen, Et Minchato, Et Nisko, which is brought with the shlamim. And then it says, V'gilach HaNazir, V'gilach HaNazir, Petach Ohel Moed. That's a little weird, that Nazir's supposed to cut his hair in front of the Ohel Moed? I mean, that's not very nice, but all right, maybe. So Gilach HaNazir, Petach Ohel Moed, at Rosh Nizro. Then he takes the hair of Rosh Nizro, and he puts it on the fire, which is underneath the Zevach HaShlamim. Oh man, this is getting complicated. Then the Kohen takes the Zroah B'Shela, Mina Ayel. So apparently we've been boiling up the Zroah, particularly. And he takes one of the Chalas Matzahs and one of the Rekik Matzahs. He puts the whole thing on the hands of the Nazir. V'natan al kapei ha-Nazir. But this is acharik alach et nizro, after he did the giluach. And then, v'enifo tam ha-Kohen t'nufa lifnei Hashem, kodesh u la-Kohen, besides the chazei ha-Trufa and the shok ha-Truma, and at last v'achar yishteh ha-Yayin Nazir l'chaim, l'chaim. Probably not in the Beis HaMikdash, or wherever this Petach Ohel Moed is. All right, so this is the Seder that we're trying to figure out. What is actually the correct Seder to do this in? So he brings his three behemoths, Chatas, Eilav, Shlamim. Surprisingly, he doesn't check the Chatas, even though it says in the Pasuk, first the Chatas, Vasat HaChatas, Vatola, and then the Tayo Yaseh Zevach Shlamim. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see this Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, start with the Shlamim, and you do the Giluach after the Shchitas HaShlamim, which really is not true that it's after the Shchitas HaShlamim, because, I mean, it seems from so many places, we'll see the Gemara later on, also took this thing, Lechora for sure, that you have to do Zrikas Hadam of the Shlamim. It's not just enough to do the Shchitas HaShlamim, that's the Pashtas. However, there are Rishonim, the Mashmos of the Rambam also, is that you don't really need to do the Zrikas Hadam. It would be enough to do the Shchita. But we'll talk about that when we get to that sugya later on. Anyway, this is all Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that the Giluach is done on the Shlamim. But Rabbi Elazar, and remember we had this Shita that, that's a Rabbi Eliezer, but some have the gears here that is the same Shita that said that it's the Chatas that's Ma'akev. So it could be that he's just going in that same Shita, or maybe it actually the Girsa should be Rabbi Elazar. So over here, Rabbi Elazar Omer, no, it's not true that the Shlamim comes first. It is true that the Giluach is done after the first Korban, but the first Korban is not the Shlamim. Read the Pasuk. Achatas is always the first Korban. We learn that out from the Pasuk V'asat Achatat Rishona. Whenever we have it in the Gemara and Zvachim learns out that Kol Mokom that you're being mevi chatas and ayla or chatas and other karbanas, the chatas has to be brought rishona. So therefore, lo haya megalech ela hachatat, shehachatat kodemet bechol makom. We always do the chatas first, and it's true that you do the giluach on your first korma. So Rabbi Yehuda, even though of course Rabbi Yehuda's made it to the Gemara that darshins that, but he learns from the pasuk, as we'll see, that bedafka over here the Torah is saying to bring your shlamim and to do the giluach after the shlamim. Everybody is made that look, if you did the giluach after any of the karbanas, of course you would be yotze. We're only talking about lemitzvah. What is the correct seder to do it? Now we have the other issue we spoke about before. If you weren't mefarish the karbanas, remember we dealt with this, we quoted this Mishnah clearly, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aimer, suppose a person is maybe shalosh kam behemas, and he didn't say zele chatati vezele olati vezele shlami, but the animals themselves were clearly the specific animals that fit. So he brought a keves, and he brought a kifsa, and he brought an ayil. So any idiot knows, well, okay, so basically, he's told us what's what, right? So the female is the chatas, the kivsa. The ola, which has to be a male, it should be brought as an ayla. And the shlamim, which is an ayil, is brought as the shlamim without needing to be mefarsh. Okay, so this we discussed earlier, that it's ki'ilu, he was mefarsh. Tana rabbana. V'gilach ha'nazir petach ha'omoyed. So all it says in the pasuk is that he should do the giluach at the petach ha'omoed, and this is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda. B'shlamim ha'katuv b'daber. We're clearly talking about doing that after he brings his korban shlamim, or he shecht it. Why? Well, there's only one korban that is called the petach ha'omoed, and that's the shlamim, because it says V'shachatot, which is the same thing as V'shachat et ha-shlamim. This is in the Iker Dinim in Vayikra, where it's talking about a shlamim. It says, U'shachato petach ha-omoed. Never says that lashon anywhere else. Therefore, since it cannot mean that he literally is supposed to shave at the petach ha-omoed, it must mean he's bringing his giluach at the korban, which is called the petach ha-omoed. And that is the korban shlomi. What? Petach ha-omoed is a place. It's not the name of a korban, Rabbi Yehuda. Ata omer b'shlamim ha-katuv medaber. Maybe it means exactly what it says. It says petach ha-omoed mamash. No, says the bride. That's crazy. Say to yourself, do you really believe that somebody is supposed to bring in his Norelco shaver kit and his razor and the whole deal into the Beis HaMikdash, stand in front of the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest place other than actually going into the Hekel, and he's going to sit there and he's going to say, could you bring an extension cord? It's ridiculous. The whole thing is nuts. Of course it can't mean that, because im kein derech bizayonu, what you really believe the Torah is saying, a guy should do his shaving in front of the Beis HaMikdash. That's insane. Rabbi Yoshia Omer, don't give me your preconceived morality about what is insane and what is not insane. I really don't care about your opinions. If it says in the pasuk to do a giluach petach ha-omoed, then I listen to God and not to Rabbi Yehuda with all due respect. However, I do agree with you that no one who sees a Kohen waving this stuff at him and believes it's probably going to throw it over his head would dare to be Migaleach Pesach HaOmoed. That's the real reason, perhaps. I'll tell you how I know that this is not about Rabbi Yehuda's personal definition. Boy, Bar Kapora would have a real go at this one, right? Oh, you say. But I'll tell you, it's clear from the pasuk that that's the fact. Because if the Torah said, lo ta'ale b'ma'alot al mizbechi, I said, that's a little weird. Shelo tegaler v'scha, what? A guy is wearing his big day kahuna. He's walking up to the mizbeach, and we're saying, what a bizoyan. How can you treat stones like that to spread my legs? All I did was took a step. That's disgusting. So if the Torah considers that to be inappropriate at the Mizbeach, do you not believe that that includes the inappropriateness of doing your shaving and your mirror in front of the door to the Heichal? So obviously that already, that's not about Rabbi Yehuda's sensitivity. That's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sensitivity. So kal v'chomer l'derech bizayon. So obviously we're not going to understand that the pasuk means literally to do your Pesach Ohel Moed. It must be referring to the korban that is brought, Petach Ohel Moed. That's the pshat. Okay, the Gra takes out this nusach acher, which is apparently not from the Gemara at all, and moves on to Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. To Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, I agree that you do not do the Giluach on the Petach Ohel Moed, but I say that has nothing to do with anybody's feelings about whether it's Bizoyan or not Bizoyan. There's a very good reason why it cannot mean that, because it says in the continuation, V'lakach etzah rosh nizro v'natan al ha'esh. Now he's supposed to be taking the hair and throwing it on the fire that is underneath the cooking of the aisle of the Shlomim. Now where the heck was the cooking of the aisle of the Shlomim? Are we now going to say the cooking of the aisle of the Shlomim was in front of the door to the Beis HaMikdash? The cooking of the aisle of the Shlomim was in the Lishkas Nazirim, which is all the way on the side in a closed-off area. It was one of the lishakot. And it says, take the hair and throw it. Now, wait a minute. Take the hair and throw it? I can't take the hair and throw it. I got to take the hair, drive over to the lishkas ha-nazirim, and then I can put it. Why don't you take the hair and throw it? Therefore, the Torah is telling you that, no, then you're not yotze. You have to be able to take the hair and throw it, which means that you did your shaving right next to the place where the shlomim is cooking. That's what it means. So, mishayna b'chusar l'lekicha unetina, it's only if all that's missing is taking that hair and putting it on the fire. Mashenken, if you would actually be doing the shaving in the Petach Ohel Moed, you would have to first go there. Yotzeh zeh b'chusar l'lekicha hava'a unetina. So therefore, I agree that what it says over here, it does not meant literally to do it in the Petach Ohel Moed. Others say that actually what Rabbi Yitzchak said was based on the same understanding that we had, that Petach Ohel Moed is not the name of a place, that it's the name of a korban, which is very similar. So Ikedi Armi, the correct lashon is that Rabbi Yitzchak said, when it said Petach Ohel Moed, it meant the korban that's brought Petach Ohel Moed, namely Bishlomi, the korban that's called Petach Ohel Moed. And that what Rabbi Yitzchak explained was that Petach Ohel Moed refers to a shlamim, and he asks himself, Rabbi Yitzchak, ata omer b'shlamim ha-katuv medaber. Maybe it means what it says. You know, ela Petach Ohel Moed mamash, no? Talmud lomar, v'lakach et tzar rosh nizro, which means that he has to take it at the same place, b'kom shayim avashel, shom hayam megaleach. Fine. Okay, that's another approach. Now, we have other ways to understand the pasuk. Abba Chanan Omer Mishum Reb Eliezer, V'gilach HaNazir Petach Ohel Moed, teaches not that it's at the gateway to the Ohel Moed, but that he's only allowed to do the Giluach after the Beis HaMikdash, the doors to the Beis HaMikdash, were opened, which is also Halacha L'gabi Shechitat Shlomim, and so on, Kol Zman She'ein Petach Ohel Moed Potuach, Einu Migaleach. So when it says Petach Ohel Moed, it doesn't mean at the doorway. It means with the doorway being open. That makes perfectly good sense. Another approach is Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer V'gilach HaNazir Petach Ohel Moed is coming to tell me a special halacha. A nazir and not a nizira. What? So what does that have to do with Petach Ohel Moed? That's exactly the point. If a nizira would have to uncover her hair, and it would be literally Petach Ohel Moed, that would be so inappropriate in terms of the very dinim of the relationship of Naziris to sexual stimulation. Because remember, Kol HaRoya Saita Bikakula, Yazir Atzmi Minayayin. And here you're going to say, so let's let that beautiful girl, the Nazira, let her uncover her hair. That's what. So let her uncover her hair and fix herself up over there in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, do you really think Petach Ohel Moed would be a Nazira? That's what it's coming to tell me. So legabe, the dinim of the tzniut, you should treat this as sitting there in front of the Betach HaOmoed, turning on all of the kohanim. Shema yidgaru bapir kehuna. What do you want? You want to have all these kids in the kehuna? And these are very big zrizim, these kids. I mean, they're easily aroused. You know, we always talk about the pir kehuna. That's all we need. Pir kehuna ain't no choir, let me tell you. It's not the pir choir. These are pir of zrizim. We cannot afford to do a thing like that. Amar lo, so they said to Shema Shizuri, I understand. But the whole relationship of Nazir to Saita is Kalaroya Saita Bikilkula, and that's exactly what we do. We uncover the Saita's hair in the Beis HaMikdash. You were telling me we can't do that, and that's the Raya that in the zero. That's crazy. Something's going nuts over here. How do you explain that? Lidvarecha Sota Tochiach. It says, Vehemi Dalifnei Hashem. And you're supposed to uncover her hair and so on. How come over there we're not nervous? So the Torah has already told us that doesn't register. Says Rav Shimon Shizuri. The difference is pretty obvious. This pretty little Nazira chick has got herself all prettied up. You know, she's kochelet, she's bokeset, and then she's doing the whole thing over there with cutting her hair. Zo kochelet to bokeset. Mashen came to sota. We bedafka bring her in a matzav in which she is very unattractive. And because of that, we're not worried about those dangerous Pirchei Kehuna. And we had gotten up to the Halakha Mishnah, which means that our Kapitan is going to have to show his face. Oh my gosh, a dangerous thing in the morning. It's okay, we can all avert our eyes, Rich, but give us the beginning. I just explained all of that, but you weren't paying attention. You were upside down.
Upside down?
Well, apparently you were. Go ahead. So, we're now at the end of the dinim of the Nazir Tohor. And we want to know exactly what you do at the bringing of the korbanos and the giluach. So we're up to the point in which Ayano tells Sa'ar Rosh Nizro Meshaleach Tachat Hadud. So after the giluach, he took the hair, and strangely enough, he would put it on the fire that was underneath the cooking shlomim, ve'im gilach ba'medina lo haya Meshaleach Tachat Hadud. However, if he was outside of Yerushalayim, so obviously there couldn't be any shlamim, so then he would not throw his hair tachat hadud, because it would mean that he would have to stop, go to Yerushalayim, and so on. But you can't have a shlamim outside of Yerushalayim, and remember that we saw that you have to go directly from the lekicha to the placing it underneath the dud. And you do, if you need to do hava'ah in between and take a bus to Yerushalayim, so then the pasuk doesn't apply. Now, all of this is only in the context of Tiglacha Tahara. Doesn't say anything about this in a Nazir Tameh. Here it's talking about V'gilacha Nazir, Petach HaMoed, Et Rosh Nizro, V'lakach Et Sa'ar Rosh Nizro, V'natan Ala'esha Shetachat Zevach HaShlamim. Fine, but doesn't say a word about such a thing when it comes to a Nazir Tameh, obviously, because there is no Zevach HaShlamim, and we're not able to do anything like this, apparently. So therefore, Bamed Dvorim Amurim, B'Tiglachat HaTahara, Masha Emkin, Tiglachat HaTumah, which took place before, remember, Tiglachat HaTumah would be on the Yom HaShavi. So over there, Lo Haya Meshaleach Tachat Hadud. He wouldn't throw it underneath the dud. It's not clear what the dud would be. I mean, the dud over here would have to be the only thing that he's cooking, since there's no shlomim, would be he's cooking his chatas ha'ov, because the chatas ha'ov is eaten, and he has the osham. But, I mean, that's for the kohanim, right? Okay, maybe I would think you would throw it there. So you don't. Rabbi Meir says that it's not true. Everybody, even including a tummy, would be Mishaleach Tachat Hadud. Now, it's not at all clear what Tachat, which Dud. We'll talk about this in a moment. But in any event, the only one where with the din of Kvura on the Se'er Nazir, which is Osir Bahana, would apply, is the case in which he was a Nazir Tamei, and he also did his Tiglachat outside of Yerushalayim. So over there, for sure, that's when you would do the Kvura, which we'll see later on. But the question over here is, when you say that you're supposed to be Mishaleach Tachas Hadud, it isn't clear, Tachas, which Dud we're talking about. So we'll see when we get into the Gemara how it is that the Rishonim understand exactly what's meant from this. Okay, taking a look at the Noitel Sar Rosh Nizrei, now the Braisa explains that it's not that simple. When you take the hair of the Naziris, this is the weirdest thing, what you do is, after the Akrovas HaShlamim, and after the Tiglachas, and after you've already cooked up the Shlomim, and now you have a nice, delicious pot of Shlomim stew, you take some of that yummy gravy from the Shlomim stew, and you pour it over your hair. Oh my gosh. This is wild stuff. Okay, so before you go ahead and burn the hair, you got to make it part of the actual Zevach HaShlomim by pouring some of the rotav of the cooked Shlomim over the hair. Noten al Sar Rosh Nizro. Now, remember, he has definitely already done his Tiglachas when this is done. This is not a remez to the Chosid who defeated the terrorist by pouring the pot of hot cholent over his head, which I'm sure all of you have seen hilarious footage of that, but this is not what it's referring to. You do not pour the rotev over your head and then shave. No, you actually take the hair, and then you put it in a container, pour some gravy over the hair.
That's what happened to me. That's what happened.
Ah, and that destroyed your hair forever. But we're going to be discussing that later today. What happens if, in fact, another had been attacked by a chosid with a pot of cholin? But meanwhile, what we're talking about over here is first doing your tiglachas. If any of you haven't seen that hilarious footage, I strongly recommend it. Anyway, and then you take the whole mess and you put it, tachat hadud shel shlomim. So you put it into the fire. Now, now, obviously, there's also going to be the cooking for the Kayanim, and that would be mamish in the Mikdash, right? Because it would be pasul over there, would be pasul biyotze. But if he poured it there, then he would also be yotze. Now, exactly what are you talking about? There is no ashram, I'm sorry to tell you. Well, we were talking about a Nazir Tohar who shaved his hair. A Nazir Tohar does not bring an ashram. So what do you mean, if he put the hair under the ashram? And the Nazir Tamei, we said, was supposed to be kover his hair. So what ashram are we talking about? Ashram. A Nazir Tohar, mi'ika, there is no ashram. Omar Rava Hachika, Omar, it's saying, im Nazir Tamei mishaleach tachat adut shel ashram, Yetzah, that even though the Nazir Tamei doesn't have an El Nazir, and therefore there is no Shlomim at all, so there's nowhere else to put it except Tachat HaAsham. So if you're saying that he's going to be burning his hair, where else would he be? There is no El Nazir. So one way or the other, this doesn't make any sense. What do you mean if it was Tachat HaDur Shel HaSham? I mean, that would be the dude that we would be talking about, no? I mean, is there a better place for him to actually put his hair? Now, it seems that the Rambam understands, at least from the Pirshan Mishnayos, it seems very clear, there's a whole brisker rov on this, that the point is that if you hold the Nazir Tamei, as we'll see in the Gemara later coming up, that a Nazir Tamei is supposed to be burning his hair, then what it would mean is that he would be saving that hair until he completes his Naziris Hatira. And then 30 days later, however long the Naziris Hatira was, following his bringing the Korbanos and restarting, the Harkach, then he would put together the hair that he had shaved while he was tummy in the process of the Taira, put it together with the Naziris HaTaira, and put both of them Tachas Hadut Shel Shlomim of his Naziris Tahara. Now, this would be a totally different tvisa of the relationship of the what happened in the Tiglachas and what happened during those days when he was not able to count towards his Naziris while he was still Tame. And it shows that there's really, it's not the pshat, that there's no element of the Naziris during the period of the Tuman. It was just that he couldn't get out of the Naziris. There really was a Naziris, except that it becomes sublimated into the full Naziris that he does when he completes the Yomim HaRishonim that were Nuflu. He takes the same Sa'ar, and the Kidashit Sa'ar at Rosh Nizro would apply to both of them, which is mamish, completely different way of seeing it. In which case, the Brice over here would be telling you, the Chiddush, that even though that was the recommended, meaning the Lechatchila approach, but if he instead put it while he was doing his Taira from the Tuma, he put it underneath the Korbanas that he was bringing then, so he put it underneath the Asham, and didn't wait to put it under the Shlomim, he would be Yotzei. That's why it says it in the Sloshen of Bidiyavad, which is a remarkable approach, beautiful approach. Okay? Minane Mili. Now, there is something a little bit funny in this. You're supposed to pour gravy over your hair? I mean, that doesn't sound normal. Where does that come from? They pour gravy over your hair. Omar Rava, it's a diak in the pasuk. Take a look at the lashon of the pasuk. It says, Asher tachat zevach hashlamim. Now, what exactly does that mean? Asher tachat zevach hashlamim. Remember, the gilach hanazir, petach o moed, and we discussed yesterday, what does that mean when it says Petach HaOmoed? We had all the different approaches to Petach HaOmoed. The last thing that we had learned, of course, is that it's telling us about the Nazira. But the pshat of Petach HaOmoed, where whatever it is, we said, is referring to the Shlomim, the way that we're understanding it, Aliba the Rabbona. And then it says, V'lakach et se'ar rosh nizro v'natana al ha'esh asher tachat zevach ha'shlamim. So what's the pshat zevach hashlamim? Mizivcho yehi tachtav. Underneath the actual shlamim, there should be something from the zevach itself. Well, you can't put the butzer of the shlamim there because you're not allowed to be ma'abed kochim. So therefore, it must be talking about that you took some of the rotav, which was not necessarily Achila, because it isn't mamish basar, so it'd be an element of zevach that was placed together with the hair, tachas hashlamim. Okay? Then how do we know? Now, we'll see in a moment why we're interrupting this discussion to ask about the next diyuk. The Braita also said that im shilach tachat hadut shel chatat, you yotze. Where is the mocker that you could use a chatas when the Torah specifically said zevach shlamim? Oh, that we know because it says zevach shlamim. What? You just used the word zevach shlamim to tell me that you have to put some of the zevach under the shlamim. And now you're using the word zevach shlamim to tell me that you could use another zevach besides the shlamim. Make up your mind. V'afik delai zevach. Didn't you just use it up to tell me that that means the gravy dish? Mirotav? So how do we learn out two separate things from the zevach shlamim? Answers the Gemara, because if the pasuk Imkain, if it was only coming to tell me about the gravy dish, so then lema kro mirotav shlamim. Why can't we just specify what we're talking about? Take some of the gravy from the shlamim. Instead it says mizevach shlamim, which is sort of a strange way to tell me that I should take the gravy. You just say it openly. There's nothing to hide, is there? I mean, it's a little bit crazy, but, you know. So, therefore, the word zevach must also refer to other zvachim. That's the point. So my zevach shmaiminad, you can use the chatas, you can use the asham. But then, wait a second over here. If zevach is coming to tell me other zvachim, how in the world could you use it to tell me this weird halacha of taking gravy? I mean, it would just mean what it says. You could use either a zevach or shlamim. So, I mean, once you're telling me it means that, what right did you have to use it for such a strange limud? Tema kula lachatas va'asher mudasa. Wouldn't that be the preferred meaning of the pasuk? Answers the Gemara, no, there's something wrong with the order. Because if the pasuk was coming to tell me the halacha, that you can use other zvachim and not only the shlamim, then it should have said shlamim v'zevach. Why does it say zevach ha-shlamim to tell me two different halachas? The fact that it says zevach means other zvachim are kosher, including the asham, including the chatas. The fact that it puts it in the order of zevach ha-shlamim tells me there's an additional mitzvah to have something from the shlamim in the esh tachas ha-shlamim. The only thing that we could figure that refers to is specifically the Reitav. So that allows us to learn out both things. Says the Breita, Tanu Rabbanan. In the Mishnah, we saw that there was a machlokas, but it was a relatively simple machlokas without a lot of different shitas. We had a machlokas l'gabi the din of the Nazir Tomei. Now, in the Breita, it says, Hakol ayu mishalchin, tachas hadud, chutz bi tamei, shigilach b'medina. According to Rabbi Meir, as we'll see in a moment, the only Nazir that does not put his hair underneath the dud is someone who has both problems. A, he's not a Nazir Tahar, and therefore his was not the Sar that was the Iker Mitzvah of Tzreifa. And B, he actually was outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore he didn't have access. In this case, he was outside of the Mikdash because he wouldn't have had access to the Asham or to the Chatas. And therefore, as we said, since you have to go directly from the Lekicha to the Hashlocha Tachas Hadud, so he would be left with Sar that was Osir Ba'anah. And therefore, like all Isurei Hanah, the Halacha is that it should be Nikbar. Fine. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, no, that's not true. The truth is that the ones that definitely do have to be Mishalayach, that's Tahirim. So Tahirim, whether they actually were Gimigaleach with the Korban or outside of Yerushalayim, they would be Mishalayach. And the ones that were Tameim, no matter where they were, even if they were next to one of their korbanas, or if they would be able to save there and bring it. There's no such halacha, says Rabbi Yehuda. Yatame has no din of sending the her tachas hadud, and therefore lo ayu mishalchim at all. So he disagrees with the limudim that we had before. V'chachamim omrim, actually, it's the other way around. No nazir would be mishalayach tachas hadud unless you're talking about the one that is following the Lashon of the Pasuk directly. Who is that? The Nazir Tahar. Doesn't say anything about Shiluach Tachas Hadud of a Nazir Tameh. And about the Nazir Tahar, it says that he has to be Mishaleachit without walking in between the Lekicha and the Shiluach, correct? So therefore, only a Tahar that's actually in Yerushalayim, we're obviously using the word Migdash over here, the way the Rambam explains the word Migdash, that Migdash includes Yerushalayim, because that's the place where it's kosher, that's Machne Yisrael, for the Achila of Kachim Kalim. And therefore, since he could have the Shlomim right next to him, wherever he was in Yerushalayim, and it's Nazik and Mitzvosei, he's a Tohar, and he was Meshaleach, and he cut his hair properly, and he can be Mishalech without Halicha in between, without Hava in between, there, and only there is where we have the full Kiyum of the Mitzvah, and that's the only time that we do this whole thing. Reitav of the Shlomim, putting it Tachas, the Dutch of Shlomim, and you have to be near the Dutch of Shlomim, and therefore, this would have to take place in Yerushalayim.